football on off the ball.
That was the main thing that when I finished playing football. In other words, you're bringing the knowledge that you have over years of football to people who watch football.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
You're very welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Now, coming up, we'll hear from the Lions camp ahead of tomorrow's clash with the Queensland Reds in Brisbane. The Irish provinces find out their pool opponents for next season's European competitions. And an All Blacks legend has slammed France for sending a squad to New Zealand with a number of star players missing. First up today, the British and Irish Lions continue their tour of Australia tomorrow morning. The Queensland Reds provide the opposition for that game at Suncorp Stadium with kickoff at 11 o'clock Irish time. Jameson Gibson-Park, Hugo Keenan and James Ryan all come in to make their first appearances of this summer's tour without half Finn Russell, the only player retained from last Saturday's win over Western Force. Tour captain Maro Itoje is also back into the side for the game in Brisbane and he's looking forward to experimenting with players ahead of the test series.
Now this is the exciting part. This is the part that you want to be a part of. This is the part that as a team you get excited about. You know, you get excited about the different combinations and playing with all these different and great players.
James Tracy believes that the halfback pairing of Russell and Gibson Park could unleash the potential of the Scotland out half. The former Leinster and Ireland hooker joined Ger Gilroy and Cullum Buhig on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast.
Gibson Park and Finn Russell might end up being the thing that decides the tour. If they click the way we think they might, like there's a possibility that finally Finn Russell is playing with somebody who knows exactly how to release him at this level of rugby. And there's also a possibility that maybe this stage of Finn Russell's career, obviously Sexton when he was World Player of the Year that Gibson Park played with, but like this is a different type of player that maybe this is going to be something entirely new for Gibson Park as well.
Yeah, I think for his legacy, it's important that he does click. He's just so well suited into the system. And touching back on what I said earlier, when he gets the understanding and he plays with Jamson a little bit longer, of he actually will have more time than he realizes, which I think he's going to thrive on, to pick defenses apart and to look for different opportunities, because there's not just him who has to pull all the strings. He's going to have lads stepping up and taking a little bit off his plate in terms of just being the first point of call of which way they're playing and the ball going through his hands. If he gets used to that quickly, he's going to be brilliant, because he creates so many opportunities anyway. So if he has a little bit more time to pick defences apart and use his vision that we know he has and just excel and get that relationship with Gibson Park going, because you know Jamison is very instinctual as well as everything else, and he'll read off body language as well as obviously verbal stuff. So once he kind of gets understands Finn's flow as well, I think it could be a very dangerous combination.
Tracy also spoke of the budding Lions bromance between Finlay Beelam and Ellis Genge.
I don't know if you saw this, but the British and Irish Lions official documentary as we go through this series has the two boys riffing in their hotel room. And a lot of people are calling for a potential podcast between these two boys.
Finlay is a character. He is absolutely a character. So whoever gets to room it in, it's in for a serious treat. He actually used to have a, speaking of podcasts, he didn't tell anyone about it until someone found it. It was a YouTube channel where he'd review wrestling matches in a Kane Glebb mask. There you go.
How do we find this?
Yeah, what is it?
Come on, what's this? Spill the beans.
I don't know if it exists anymore, but it was pulled up in camp many moons ago and it was incredible.
If any scout gets wind of that, it's all over for Finlay.
And don't forget, you can catch Off the Ball Breakfast live every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app or in glorious Technicolor over on our YouTube channel.
On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast,
we had this.
I had people calling me last week asking me, was there any way I'd be able to get a better ticket for him for an All-Ireland quarterfinal? I've been involved with Kerry for I don't know how many years. Nobody has ever in their life called me about a ticket for a quarterfinal of an All-Ireland. It hasn't happened. Like, I don't even think the sport is is, I think it's completely unrecognisable from what we've seen previously.
And there was also some of this.
Finlay is a character. He is absolute character. He actually used to have a YouTube channel where he'd review wrestling matches in a Kane Glove mask. There you go.
How do we find this?
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, come on, what's this? Spill the beans.
I don't know if it exists anymore, but it was pulled up in camp many moons ago, and it was incredible.
Catch up now on the Go Loud app, and every weekday morning when Off the Ball Breakfast is live from 7:30 on your OTB social channels.
Now, Lions head coach Andy Farrell has described the quick succession of games on this tour as a chance to fast-track their ambition and their potential. But Chris Jones feels it's not yet clear what style of play that Farrell is hoping his Lions side can implement in Australia. The BBC sport journalist joined Owen Shahan on this week's Monday Night Rugby.
You've got to, I suppose, work out why every team internationally plays the way they play. Why does the South Africans play the way they play? Because of their super strengths. You know, they've got a massive kicking game, they've got great counter-attackers, they've got a huge scrum. Why do New Zealand traditionally play the way they play? Well, they've probably got the best handling, 1-15, 1-23 handling in the tight forward, so they're always going to be a ball movement team. Likewise, Scotland have probably thought they haven't got the power to be a set-piece team, so they want to be a ball-movement team. And Ireland, likewise, probably have done well to get to where they've been in the world because they aren't blessed with like the raw physicality of, say, the South Africans or the French. So the Irish have had to play a certain way, which has lent into the cohesion from Leinster, and they've transplanted that into the Ireland team. So whether Farrell feels he wants to play that kind of style, which can take time to get up and running and rely a lot on cohesion and connectivity, or whether he thinks, okay, the best of the four nations, we're going to have the power to batter the Wallabies, or a bit of both. That is what we're not quite sure of yet. We're seeing glimpses here and glimpses there. And yes, they're always going to score a lot of tries and points against the Western Force, but what kind of style, whether they are very closely aligned to Ireland, whether they are more closely aligned to Scotland, whether they're kind of an Irish-Scottish combination, whether they're going to try and be more of a set-piece team, which we don't see huge amount from British and Irish rugby at the moment, because I think they've lost out to the French and South Africans on that front. I think those questions are all up in the air. I don't know what you think, but it's fascinating to see how the game plan develops game on game going forward to the Wallabies.
And to hear all of our coverage of this summer's Lions Tour of Australia, why not become a member at offtheball.com/join. Now, Leinster will once again meet La Rochelle in the pool stages of next season's Champions Cup. Leo Cullen's side have been drawn against Ronan O'Gara's outfit for the third season in a row. They'll join Bayonne, Leicester Tigers and Harlequins in Pool 3. A reunion with former head coach Johan van Graan awaits Munster in Pool 2. The men in red have been drawn with Bath, as well as Toulon, Gloucester and Caste. Meanwhile, Connacht and Ulster found out their pool stage opponents in the Challenge Cup. The Westerners are in Pool 1 with fellow URC sides Ospreys and Zebre, the top 14 duo of Montpellier and Montauban, and Georgian side Black Lion, while Ulster have been drawn in a tricky Pool 3 with both Parisian clubs Racing 92 and Stade Francais, the Exeter Chiefs, Cardiff, and South African side the Cheetahs. And finally today, All Blacks legend Justin Marshall has slammed France for leaving a number of first-choice players at home for this summer's tour of New Zealand. The Six Nations champions play the first of three tests against the hosts in Dunedin this Saturday. Head coach Fabien Galthié announced last month that players who've played more than 2,000 minutes this season for club and country won't be considered. This means that the likes of Gregory Aldrit, Louis Bielbiaré and Damien Penaud are unlikely to take part in the July tests. Roman Entomac and Mathieu Jalibert were already ruled out as they've opted to use the summer to undergo surgery on long-standing issues. But Marshall says he's disappointed that Galthié has sent what he believes to be an inexperienced squad to New Zealand this summer. The out-half aired his frustrations on Sky Sports New Zealand's The Breakdown. In my mind, it's complete BS the way they're treating this tour, Marshall said. The way that the French always seem to have come up with excuses not to bring their top players. I feel they disrespect the international window. I'm not going to say that it's not going to be a contest out there, Marshall continued, but our fans deserve to see their best players playing in our country against our All Blacks because we do that in November to them. They'll be competitive and they've got depth, but the reality is they've left 70% of their best players in France. I just don't feel that that is within the decency and the respect of the game. That's all for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.